Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the brilliant young pianist, Hiromi. She brings her high-energy technique and exciting combination of styles to piano jazz today. How are you, Hiromi?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Oh, it's great to have you. I've been listening to your record and some very exciting stuff.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's see, where can I start? Of course, you're from where in Japan?
I'm from Shizuoka, which is Futoman Fuji. Yeah. It's the center of Japan.
I was in Japan, but I don't think I was ever there. Is it near to Tokyo?
About 2 hours from Tokyo by train.
Well, how did you ever get started playing piano? Did your mother play?
No, my mother always wanted to play the piano, but she never could. So she just took me to the piano lesson.
Oh, really? Just yes. Like that? Did you have a piano in the house at home?
Yes, she bought me one when I started to taking lesson.
So how old were you when you started taking lessons?
6 years old.
Well, you must have wanted to do that. I mean, it was something you enjoyed, I guess.
Yes, I always loved going to lessons. I think it's because my piano teacher was really special. She was actually the big fan of jazz music, even though she was a classical piano teacher. And she had so many LPs of Oscar Peterson, Errol Garner, and she had me listen to those. And she asked me to improvise on Hanon, Bach, Mozart, and he said, if you like this swinging feel, just play swing on Bach.
Well, I have so much I want to ask you and talk to you about, but before we go any further, maybe you'd play something for us. What have you got lined up?
Yes, I would like to play my original tune called The Tom and Jerry Show.
Now, where did that come from, the Tom and Jerry Show?
I used to watch this cartoon, the Tom and Jerry Show, and I just love how Tom and Jerry fight.
Oh, and so you compose a piece?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear it. Thank you. Boy, that's really terrific.
Thank you very much.
And so clean, but your technique is fabulous. I'm just trying to think, like, is that piece written down? Or is
yes.
it just in your head? It's written down?
Just a couple motifs are written down, but I don't write down everything. I'm just lazy.
No, I don't think you're lazy, but I tell you, I don't think I could play that piece. Wow. And you're doing like a boogie-woogie bass mm-hmm. and a stride kind of bass. So what else can you play? Well, I know you can play a million things, but what have you chosen to do for another number?
I like to play Blue in Green.
You must love Bill Evans.
He's one of my favorite composer.
Well, I would love to hear you play Blue in Green because it's one of my favorite Bill Evans tunes.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you. That was really beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Now, how do you decide what harmony you'll use? You change the harmony around.
Yes.
I mean, will it come out the same next time you play it, or is it?
Oh, no, it's always different. I just hear how the piano vibrates through the ear, and I just know which chord the previous chords are expecting to hear.
Well, I'm glad to know that it's spontaneous, that you're not doing it the same way all the time, because that would be not real jazz, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's more to come with Hiromi. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. Well, you know, we ought to have a go at seeing if we can play a duet. What do you think?
Yes.
All right.
Great.
You picked this tune, Softly as in the Morning Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how we could do it. Maybe just figure out how it will go. I mean, we'll just do it, wing it.
Okay?
Okay? All right.
I do my best.
That worked out really well as a duet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's really fun playing two pianos. It's,
yeah, I think so too.
Well, you've got me inspired. I think maybe I'll play a tune for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, it would be great.
I think I'll do one of my own tunes, and I was just thinking, years ago I played this tune for Richard Evans, and he made a beautiful symphony arrangement for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's called With You in Mind. Oh, there.
Beautiful. When did you write the tune?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
Wow, I love the harmony. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So
funny.
Beautiful.
I ought to pull out that arrangement. It would be as good today, I think, as it was when he first did it years ago when he was a bass player at the London mm-hmm. House. So anyway, we have another duet coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Lullaby of Birdland.
Yes.
How did you learn that tune?
I guess I learned this tune. Ah, yes, I was watching this TV program, and it was a live concert of George Shearing.
Oh, you actually heard George do it?
Yes. That's how I got to learn this tune.
Did you meet him?
No, never.
He's a nice guy. That's he wrote that tune years ago for the original Birdland Club that was the main Birdland Club in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like to do that? As a medium tempo tune or how? Like swinging?
Swinging.
We hope. So why don't you start this one?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I knew that. It worked out just the way I knew it would. You're really a fun person to play piano with. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you so much.
I was just looking at, I read something about you. I guess you've listened to Art Tatum, right?
Yes.
And do you like Oscar Peterson?
Yes.
Has he heard you play?
Yes, I went to visit his house once in Toronto.
Oh, you did? You went to his house?
Yes.
And did you play for him?
Yes, I played on his piano. It was.
That must have been pretty exciting.
Oh, it was like really amazing experience.
Well, Oscar must have been really amazed by your technique because he's got a he's pretty good at him at
tech. Oh, he's amazing.
He is, isn't he?
But then he's fantastic.
And you're pretty amazing too. Well, there's more in a minute. My guest is Hiromi. For more information about Piano Jazz guests, past and present, visit our website at www.pianojazz.npr.org. Well, somebody was telling me you have this wonderful arrangement of I've Got Rhythm. I would love to hear that. You're laughing, but I know it's good. I'm dying to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you. getting an inferiority complex. I can't play like that. I'd have to go home and practice. But now that piece, you have probably arranged that.
Yes.
You don't do it differently. You wouldn't be able to. My God. My God. Well, did you listen to some of the older stride players to get that left hand going? That's hard.
Yeah.
How much practicing do you do?
I just love playing piano, so I just play whenever I have time.
So it's not like practice?
I practice.
You do?
I do practice.
Yes.
But I always start practicing, then I end up just playing like fun music.
Well, that's great because that's what it is. Well, years ago when you were starting out, did your teacher make you do the Hannon book and things like that?
Yes, she did. But it was really fun because she asked me to harmonize Hannon.
Oh goodness!
And play it in swing.
So how did you do that? Show me an example of that. I have no idea what you would do. Oh, I see.
She asked me to do something like this.
That's a great idea because you're making a tune out of it.
Yeah.
That's good. It doesn't make it seem like an exercise.
No.
Well, that's great. Well, let's try another duet. Here's a good tune. Mm-hmm. There'll Never Be Another You?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I was waiting for you to do that. That was great. You make a good team. We'll have to go out and get a gig. Let's see, what's next? I would love to hear you do Caravan. Will you do that?
Yeah, I'll try.
You'll try, ha ha ha. I don't know where you get your strength. Do you do barbells every day? Do you go to the gym and work out? No, it's amazing. Somebody is, you know, small and cute looking as you, and you come out strong. Where is it? Is it from here or the whole shoulder? When you started studying, did your teacher tell you to play like from your back?
Yes, she told me to play with my back, so I have big back muscle.
Well, that's where you get that strength, because when I first heard you on the record. My goodness, where does... Now that I see you, I'm still thinking where this... you know, it's wonderful because at the same time, you can also play very sensitively and quietly. It's not just... But that stuff is so much fun, and you're playing a great bass line. That was a terrific bass line.
Thank you.
As I say, I don't think I could do that, but it's great hearing you.
Thank you very much.
Well, there's more coming up. My guest is Hiromi. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. I was just thinking, it might be fun for me to try to do like a musical little portrait of you. So I have no idea what it's going to be like, but I'll try it.
Wow, it was so beautiful and just so rich, and it's like
I don't know
how to say it. It's like a painting.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice that's a nice compliment. I was trying to show a little strength of my own, but you know, if you and I were having a match, you would win,
no.
Hands down.
Just have a small question.
Okay.
So when you play a sustain pedal, what's the reason of playing it with your left foot?
You know, it's a funny reason, but years ago, I used to go to listen to Duke Ellington and his band, and he always had his left foot on the pedal so that he could...
Ah, that's true.
...kind of turn around, you know, like showbiz, like he could turn around to the people and smile. And I saw that, and I thought, oh, that was so good. I'd like to do that, too, you know, put my foot in the pedal and turn around. So it's sort of become a habit.
Oh.
And the only time that I would play properly with my right foot would be if I would be playing some classical music, and then I would sit properly. But it's so comfortable. I don't know. It's people always ask me that. It's funny. It probably looks silly.
No.
It's funny you noticed that, though.
Yeah, it's true that Duke plays the same way. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
he always facing the audience.
But right. And I thought that was such a cute thing to do. And I guess he taught me a lot of things, and that was one of them. And then he used to say, when you start playing, you've got to amaze people by playing some far-out chords. I can't remember how he expressed it, but a lot of times I'll do that before I play the actual tune, just play a few funny changes. Mm. He's got a great tune called Warm Valley. You know that one?
No.
I'll just play a little bit of it. Took me so long to learn that thing because it goes to from B flat to E in the bridge, and I never could figure out how to get there, you know, without sounding bad or playing. You know how modulating has to be done a certain way. If you do it wrong, it's going to sound terrible. I was just thinking of some of the things the Beatles did. I don't know if you liked the Beatles, but I was just thinking of this tune. And then it's so funny the way they go to... It's sort of so wrong, and yet, you know, when I heard that, I thought, that's wrong, but yet it's okay.
Yeah, it sounds colorful.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That's it, exactly. Colorful, like us. Well, it's gone by very quickly today. I've just enjoyed playing with you so much, Hiromi. You're just a wonderful pianist.
Thank you so much.
Just wonderful, so... I know you can, you'll just keep doing more and more wonderful things. Meanwhile, maybe we could wind up with a monk tune, like how about Straight No Chaser?
Yes.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a funny fugue.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Today's guest has been jazz pianist Hiromi Yurihara. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Chinook Kang, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Evan Hill, production assistant David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Blue Note Records and from Jazz Times Magazine, delivering jazz news, insight, and advice since 1970, at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.